Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, installing energy-efficient windows to help lower utility bills year-round. More at callmosby.com.
From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, May 9th. I'm Jonathan All. Alberta Hunter was a force on and off the stage. The trailblazing blues singer is the focus of a new play opening this weekend.
She seemed to be a person that was determined, had a plan, had a vision. And people were going to say what they're going to say. And she was going to do what she was going to do.
More from the show's playwright, Mariah Richardson, coming up on The Gateway. Also, Rolla High School's performance of the musical Chicago was interrupted on opening night in March by a tornado damaging the auditorium. But never count out young thespians.
If theater kids ran the world, it would be a better place.
The show must go on. Hear how, coming up on The Gateway. Metro East Catholics say they were pleasantly surprised to learn the next pope grew up in their state. St. Louis Public Radio's Will Bauer has more on what Belleville parishioners think about Pope Leo's Illinois roots.
Catholics gathered at a small 6 o'clock Mass of Thanksgiving at the Cathedral of St. Peter in downtown Belleville yesterday, after 86-year-old Gloria Schwartz said she wasn't expecting Robert Prevost to be named the next pontiff.
So I didn't think there was any chance of, you know, I was hoping, that, you know, for us to have a pope from the United States for a change, but I was pleasantly surprised.
And 23-year-old Martina Scorch of O'Fallon said having a new pope is wonderful.
Well, I think it's a very joyful, wonderful time for the church. Haven't got to know a lot about him yet since it's still pretty new. People weren't really expecting him to be elected.
Scorch says it's a very exciting time. In Belleville, I'm Will Bauer, St. Louis Public Radio.
Illinois state lawmakers are reacting to the election of Pope Leo XIV. Leo was born in Chicago and lived in South Suburban Dalton. Republican State Senator Jill Tracy of Quincy is Catholic, and her son is a priest in Central Illinois. She says an American pope may help more Americans connect with the church.
Here at the Capitol today, there was, whether you were Catholic or not, there's been a buzz, an excitement that the pope is an American from Chicago, Illinois.
Tracy hopes the new pope brings people together during a time of political division. After graduating from college in 1977, Robert Prevost joined the Order of St. Augustine in St. Louis and served briefly at Immaculate Conception St. Henry's Church in the Gate neighborhood. Former Missouri Republican Party Chairman Ed Martin's nomination to be U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C. is dead. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more about why President Trump pulled the plug on the former Missourian's nomination.
Martin's nomination as D.C.'s U.S. attorney sparked a massive amount of controversy, both because of his political track record in Missouri and how he provided legal defense for January 6 insurrection participants. GOP Senator Tom Tillis of North Carolina came out against Martin's nomination, which severely complicated confirmation efforts. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office on Thursday that he pulled Martin's nomination after it didn't have enough support.
I was disappointed. A lot of people were disappointed, but that's the way it works sometimes.
Trump added he may try to find another place for Martin in his administration. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
St. Louis music legend Henry Mule Townsend was inducted into the Blues Foundation Hall of Fame in Memphis this week. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, Townsend's career spanned 9 decades.
Henry Townsend was born in Mississippi before his family relocated to Cairo, Illinois, and then he ran away to St. Louis. Here he is on the title track of his 1974 album, Cairo Blues.
Cairo, Cairo is my baby's home.
The bluesman's son, Alonzo Townsend, said on St. Louis on the Air his father's Hall of Fame induction could have come sooner, but...
It's right on time for someone that literally represents what the blues is and the definition of what blues music is. But American roots music, you cannot tell the story without talking about Henry Townsend.
Townsend recorded heavily in the years before World War II. He enjoyed several commercial revivals before his 2006 death at age 96. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Energizer Park in St. Louis will host a prominent international visitor this summer. St. Louis City SC will play a July exhibition match against Aston Villa. The Birmingham-based club is a longtime member of England's top soccer league, the Premier League. Tickets to the St. Louis match will be available in a few weeks. The new play, Alberta Hunter, Jazz, Sass, and Spice Live at the Cookery, follows the life and career of the blues trailblazer. Hunter was known for her wit on stage and penning the notable hit Downhearted Blues. STLPR's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson spoke with the show's St. Louis-based playwright, Mariah Richardson, ahead of opening night.
Alberta Hunter was a force to be reckoned with. The seasoned blues singer made a name for herself with her bold lyrical prowess and gutsy songs, like this number, "Tain't Nobody's Business If I Do."
There ain't nothing I can do, nor nothing I can say.
It's one of the songs that really encapsulates her personality. She seemed to be a person that was determined, had a plan, had a vision. And people were going to say what they're going to say, and she was going to do what she was going to do. And so she had to make a decision. You know, am I going to sit back and let everybody say what they're going to say about me and not do what I want to do? Or am I just going to go ahead and do what I want to do?
Alberta moved to the beat of her own drum.
Yeah.
And that started when she was a little girl convincing her teacher to take her to Chicago from Memphis so she could make money becoming a singer. How did that spiral into a whole career?
Wow. Well, I think that it really was where she landed when she got to Chicago, because her mother had a friend who had a daughter that was living in Chicago. And so when she made her way there, she made her way to find this person. And where this woman lived, she lived next or over a saloon. And so Alberta would spend as much time as she could learning how to be a singer.
She came up during the Harlem Renaissance. What was her career like during that time?
It really took off. Once she got established in one place, you know, because she would start to build an audience. Then when she got to the Cookery, then it was all said and done. Because now she had made it to the big time. And so once she learned to sing more than one song and she realized that she could write songs, that made her different.
I may be brown as a berry, that's only secondary.
Why are her contributions as a female blues artist and a songwriter sometimes overlooked?
She became very popular, but then the way she sang began to fall out of favor. Audiences wanted to hear people more like Bessie Smith. That was that gut bucket blues, but the way she was singing was a lot more refined than that.
Now, a song I wrote in 1923, before most of you were born, I recorded it for Paramount, and many records were sold. Then came the world's greatest blues singer, that awful Bessie Smith.
Bessie Smith ended up singing it, and it made Bessie Smith a whole bunch of money and made her famous. And so this was showing people that not only could she sing, but she could write.
It was a downhearted blues, and I'm still collecting royalties.
We know that people who sing the blues are singing songs about the trials and tribulations in their lives. But the bawdy ones were the ones that gave her the name. But it's those softer songs that really speak to who she was.
Through your play, how do you hope people remember Alberta's contributions to this genre?
I hope that when people listen to her, they are inspired.
I got the downhearted blues.
That was St. Louis playwright Mariah Richardson speaking with STLPR's Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Alberta Hunter, Jazz, Sass, and Spice Live at the Cookery runs Saturday and Sunday at the National Blues Museum. There's an old phrase in the theater that the show must go on. At Rolla High School, that axiom is being put to the test. A dangerous storm interrupted opening night of the musical Chicago nearly 2 months ago. There was a tornado watch in effect, but Rolla residents say there are often tornado alerts and nothing ever comes of them. Senior Owen Sanchez was cast as Billy Flynn, the fast-talking lawyer who specializes in getting women who murder their lovers an acquittal. He says he didn't think much of the weather warnings.
I was going through my first song, and it was going great. And then I was getting up to the last words of the song, and then here, stop, someone yells stop in the back. I'm like, man, I didn't actually expect this to be stopped.
The cast, crew, and audience, following a plan announced before the show started, retreated to classrooms in the middle school designated as tornado shelters. Jersey Stinson, who was set to play one of the leads, Roxy Hart, was anxious for the all clear to get back on stage and resume the show.
And then we were in this room, and there was a big boom, and the ceiling tiles fell, and it started raining in the building. Not just like flooding, like literally raining. And of course we were a little scared, but we were more sad about the show ending rather than being scared about the tornado happening.
A tornado ripped through town and hit the middle school building, damaging the auditorium where the musical was underway. It was part of a deadly storm system that swept across southern Missouri. No one was seriously injured in Rolla, but dozens of homes and businesses were severely damaged. Senior Savannah Mallory was cast as reporter Mary Sunshine, and the show was stopped even before her first scene. She says as soon as they realized everyone was safe, she and her castmates instantly worried their senior year show just wouldn't happen at all. Mallory says their director was making the rounds to talk to the students.
She saw me in the hallway and was like, we are going to perform the show, and she like reassured me then, and that definitely helped my spirits a bit.
Rolla canceled classes for a week as the district dealt with the damage. Then it was spring break. After 2 weeks off with no rehearsals, the cast met with their calendars and came up with a plan to reschedule the show.
No, no, not me. All I care about is love.
He cares about love.
Now the cast is wrapping up their second set of dress rehearsals and in a bigger and better space. The middle school auditorium could not be repaired in time, but the newly built high school auditorium got a rush job on curtains and lights to be in place for this weekend. Audrey Smith plays Velma Kelly, the other lead role. She says rehearsals had to be only once a week, and it's been hard to move into a new space.
It's been a big move, and it's been very difficult just to find the time to rehearse because everyone's so busy. We have people in spring sports and other things like that, but I think we've made it work, and I think that's really, really great, and I'm very excited.
Now it's the second crack at opening night. Seniors who thought they wouldn't get to perform one more time will get their chance. Director and theater teacher Kelly McNevin says it's a testament to the resiliency of the students.
If theater kids ran the world, it would be a better place. They know how to pivot at a moment's notice. They know how to problem solve. They know how to come together and, you know, tackle a problem. That night, we had people crying. And they had those tears. And then the next day they said, okay, we're ready. What's next?
What's next is Rolla High School's presentation of the musical Chicago tonight and tomorrow night. And the forecast is for clear skies. That piece was edited by our own Brian Heffernan and Jessica Rogan. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a great weekend.